Blog Talk Radio.
Here I sit and the words keep coming. They won't go away, they just keep coming.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello everybody, this is Michael Clark, and this is the Michael Clark Show. I'm happy to be here on a Monday night. I'm usually here on the second Monday. Things came up, and I've come to you on the fourth Monday of August. I hope you've had a great month. I hope you have been positive and that you have been trying to cultivate a positive attitude and maintain that positive attitude, make positive decisions in your lives, and try to live the best life you can and the best summer that you can. I wanted to... today, and I know I talk about this a lot, but it's important. I wanted to talk about three strategies that you can use to have a healthy and happy life. And these are strategies that I use. Life is hard, that's just a fact. And life can beat you down sometimes if you let it. However, if you are able to find different strategies for coping and different strategies to help you, you will be happier, and you will, as you're happy, you'll make better decisions, and you'll be healthy as a result. So I wanted to, impart to you, all three different strategies that I use. They're very simple. To be happy. Always, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always call in at 424-243-9540. That's 424-243-9540. All right. These three strategies that I want to share with you tonight. There are many, but these are just three. The three strategies I wanted to share with you tonight is number one, to be grateful and have an attitude of gratitude. Number two, the only things you can control are your attitude and how you respond to situations. And number three strategy is to get outside yourself and serve others. If you guys have any comments on any of these topics, please give me a call. I love interaction with you guys, and I love I love being able to hear your ideas and your experiences. Wanted to talk first about having being grateful, having an attitude of gratitude. And gratitude means making the conscious habit of expressing appreciation on a regular basis for big and small things. We may be grateful for our relationships, health, business, material items, food in our cupboards, running water in our homes, or just being alive. I am grateful to be able to talk to you guys every month about topics that are near and dear to my heart. And I'm grateful for the life that I have to live. And I'm grateful for the challenges that I have, because they help me to be better, and they help me be stronger, because without the challenges that I have, I wouldn't be the person that I am. A pet and things like that. I'm also great for big things like friendship, and I'm grateful for develop character and they help me. And I wanted to it's so important as we navigate life. The more you recognize and express gratitude for the things you have, the more things you will have to express gratitude for.
Hey, Brock, that always happened to realize that the things we have are gifts rather than think that we are more likely to get the things as well. Number one was great. And how you respond to situations. And I know I've on
ways to develop and maintain a positive attitude.
We can always use them. This is them. And negative. And it's so tough. We're kind of maintaining that both static. Number one is for just everyone. If negative things, negative thoughts,
and
negative positive of other people, that will come back and impact positively on itself. Another way to develop from
one way to develop is when you have a problem before you actually go to somebody about this problem, you have to
already have in mind, and you're not only saying,
oh, this is the problem.
You're
taking it and saying, well, this, but these are solutions, and you and the people.
Another way
that
I find that when I'm having a bad day, the next one is deep gratitude. Any of the stress that I've can you not answer something? I don't. Never know when someone will actually come to know. be hard, but you will have to say all the power and